Hey there, I am so excited to let you know that my upcoming book, Building Your Money Machine, is available for pre-order. Now, you might say, why do I want a pre-order book that I'm not going to get until June 11th, 2024, when it comes out? Here's why. First off, it's going to get you access to a whole handful of wealth resources that you can't get anywhere else. They will go away. These are special resources, trainings and tools and templates that allow you to implement them into your life, to get financial freedom started in your life. The whole idea behind this book is to light the path to financial freedom so you get the chance to live a life of choice, not a life of need. To be able to choose what you do, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it with. And yet we seem to not want to talk about financial freedom or money or wealth because we demonize it. But the fact is that it's just a tool. And if we use the tool correctly, we have a richer lifestyle, but we have a deeper impact. People's lives are better. And I want to have that conversation. And I want to have it frankly. I want to have it openly. I want to give you the step-by-step process to get yourself the financial freedom. And that's what this book does for you. It's about getting your money to work harder for you than you did for it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to yourmoneymachinebook.com. Check out the wealth resources that you get for free, but they're going to expire. So you need to pre-order the book today, put your information in, and then we'll make sure that we get you the resources to get you on the road and on the path to financial freedom. And until I get a chance to see you on the road or see you on that path, always, always strive to live a life that outlives you. See you soon. Why would you want to be an S corporation? Well, in this episode of the Affluent Entrepreneur Show, I'm going to answer that question. Now, it doesn't fit for everyone, but it's one of the most often asked questions I get. Should I be an LLC? Should I be a sole proprietorship? Or should I be an S corporation? Well, stay tuned, because in this episode, we're going to walk through it. I'll see you in the episode. Cheers. This is the Affluent Entrepreneur Show for entrepreneurs that want to operate at a high level and achieve financial liberation. I'm your host, Mel Abraham, and I'll be sharing with you what it takes to create success beyond wealth so you can have a richer, more fulfilling lifestyle. In this show, you'll learn how business and money intersect so you can scale your business, scale your money, and scale your life while creating a deeper impact and living with complete freedom. Because that's what it really means to be an affluent entrepreneur. All right, welcome to this episode of the Affluent Entrepreneur Show. This one, we're going to talk about a question that I get often, and that is, when should I convert to an S corporation? Why should I be an S corporation? But before we get there, let's just talk about what they are. We're going to talk about the different entities and all that stuff. As a business owner, as an entrepreneur, we have the opportunity to be whatever we want to be. But let's look at this. I'm going to jump to the iPad because I'm going to walk you through how we get taxed. In fact, there is two tax systems that we have in the U.S., and that is a tax system that is for the wage earner, the employee. And then there's a tax system that is for the business owner, the entrepreneur. They're part of the same tax code, but the difference is the way that we take our deductions and how it applies to us. And anyone that has a business has the ability to do this. So I'm going to jump to my iPad so we can see this. But let's just look at money comes in the door. As an employee, that comes in the door as wages, okay, as salary, as a paycheck. As an entrepreneur, that comes in as what we call revenue. Okay, and as revenue, now we can then put income against it, okay? And so what happens as an employee, though, is that as an employee, we pay taxes. When you look at a paycheck, if you've ever been an employee, you get paid $1,000, but the paycheck, the net check, I remember early on when I didn't understand this, but I thought I was getting paid back then. Back then it was a big deal. I was getting paid $5 an hour. So $5 an hour, I worked 20 hours that week. I thought I was going to get, you know, $100, okay? But when I got the check, it was like $55. I'm going, wait. I'm getting paid How is it that I didn't get the full $100? Well, it's because as an employee, as a paycheck, as a wage earner, they take the taxes out first. The government wants their money first, okay? So as an employee, you get your paycheck, but you pay taxes from that paycheck. And then from that paycheck, whatever you have is the net pay is what's used to pay your bills. It's what's used to build the legacy and the life that you want. But now let's look at the business, because this is important. The money that comes in for the business is called revenue, okay? It's called revenue. It can be called sales, but it's called revenues, okay? The business then has expenses. They have to pay for office rent. They've got to pay for supplies. They have to pay for utilities and phones and wages and everything. So they have expenses. And so they pay business expenses. Then once they have the business expenses, that gives them a net. Okay, so I have $1,000 in revenue. I have $200 in expenses. That means my net is $800. And then, depending on the kind of entity they are, they will then pay taxes. Now, notice something here. When you look at this chart, you'll see that the employee pays their taxes and then pays their bills. But the business pays some expenses, then pays their taxes. It's a little different. And then what's left in the business gets distributed out to the owners. And it can be distributed in a couple of different ways. One, if it's a pass-through, which we'll talk about, which is an S corporation or an LLC, then the income gets passed through that way. You can also take a salary from your own company. Now, you don't do it in a sole proprietorship or an LLC, but in a corporation you do. So you can take a salary, a paycheck, just like an employee. Or it comes out as dividends. Or it comes out as distributions in a pass-through entity. So then from there are three of these that you pay taxes on: dividends, wages, and the pass-through. The distributions you don't pay taxes on. So it's a very different system, because what ends up happening is that you see what happens is that we've paid a lot of bills before we pay our taxes, and then we pay taxes to pay our bills, which then allows us to live the life we want. So bottom line is this. Let me summarize it for you, because this can get complicated. As an employee, you pay your taxes first and you pay your bills with whatever is left over. As a business, you pay your business expenses first, then you pay taxes on what's left over, and then you pay your bills. Now, some of those things that are business expenses also benefit your personal life, and therein lies the possibility of having two tax systems to make a difference, okay? So hopefully that makes sense to you. And so let's talk about the different entities, and then let's talk about S corporations in general, okay? When we look at the different ways you can do business, it comes in a variety of forms. When you first start out, most people will start as a sole proprietorship. That is, you do a DBA, you're doing business as, and it is a sole proprietorship. It shows up on your personal tax return on what we call a Schedule C form, okay? When you are a sole proprietor, you pay two kinds of tax. You pay something called self-employment tax, okay? And you pay something called income tax. Self-employment tax is the business version of Social Security. I mean, it's not the way they define it, it's the way I see it, okay? Because as an employee, you pay Social Security tax out of your paycheck and the company pays a portion for you. But as a business owner and as a sole proprietor, you don't have Social Security tax, so they charge you self-employment tax on your net income, so you are actually paying in the system. And that is actually at 6.3%. So it's a big number. Okay. The second way that you can be formed is what we call a single member LLC, which is what most people do. But single member LLCs get the same tax treatment as a sole proprietor. It shows up on their Schedule C, and they're subject to self-employment tax and income tax, okay? Single member LLC means that you are the only member. Your spouse isn't a member. You don't have partners. It's a single member LLC, okay? So the LLC and the sole proprietorship do not pay taxes directly. You pay them personally on your tax return, and you're subject to two taxes, self-employment tax and income tax, okay? Now, let's look at something else. Let's look at the next type of entity. The next type of entity is a corporation. Now, when you create a corporation, this is a legal entity separate from you. Separate from you. It files a Form 1120, which is a different tax return. So you'll file a separate tax return for the corporation. This is a regular corporation, not an S corporation. And that corporation will pay taxes. If you take money out of the corporation as wages or dividends, then you'll pay taxes again. In other words, you will pay taxes twice if you're a regular corporation. That's why small businesses, in many cases, do not become corporations, because you're going to pay taxes at the corporate level and you're going to pay taxes personally. And we don't want to pay taxes on the same income twice. All right, but you're subject to corporate income tax if we are a corporation, and that corporate income tax depends. It's changing, but it's 21% and depends on the state and that type of thing. Now, let's look at the LLC again, because the first LLC we looked at was a single member LLC, which got treated just like a sole proprietorship. But a multi-member LLC, meaning that there is more than one member that own the LLC, is treated like a partnership. And as a partnership, you file a separate form just like a corporation. It's a different form. It's a Form 1065. But your income, the LLC typically doesn't pay any taxes, unlike the corporation. The corporation pays its own tax. The multi-member LLC doesn't typically pay taxes, although if you're in California, you're a lucky one. You get to pay a tax, okay? But multi-member LLCs file a separate form. They don't pay taxes, but the income that comes from that LLC passes through and ends up on your personal tax return. And this is where you, again, are subject to the self-employment tax. Okay? Now, 100% of the income coming from the LLC, either as a single-member LLC or a multi-member LLC, is subject to self-employment tax and income tax and possibly state tax. Okay? So a multi-member LLC will pay the 15.3% plus any income taxes. That leads me down to the S corporation. And then we'll walk through some calculations. The S corporation is a corporation. It is the same type of corporation that we did here. It's a C corporation. And all you're doing is making an election with the Internal Revenue Service. You are filing a Form 2553. That says to them, I want to be treated like an S corporation, meaning that it is a pass-through corporation. You will still file a separate tax return. It's called an 1120S, okay? But all the income passes through to you. All the income passes through to you like before. The difference between an S corporation and an LLC is the S corporation has no self-employment tax. You avoid the 15%, okay? Kind of, okay? So you're gonna pass through the income from the S corporation. However, here's the difference, and this is the important part. When you convert from an LLC or a sole proprietorship to an S corporation, you now have to pay yourself a salary, As a sole proprietorship in LLC, you don't pay a salary. So now all of a sudden you get a paycheck. But here you'll start to see the calculations, because on that paycheck, you'll have to pay Social Security tax. But let's walk through some calculations so you can see the benefits of it. And this is why a lot of people, they get confused and they don't want to do it. And I know I'm throwing a lot of data at you, but this is really important to understand, because I had a client that their CPA did not want to make the election to be an S corporation. And I went through and I said, let's do the analysis. And I'm going to show you the analysis. Literally saved them $20,000 in tax by turning themselves into an S corporation. Do you think that the hassle, the headache, the expense to convert to an S corporation, which isn't really a lot of hassle, headache, or expense, was beneficial? Yeah, because they saved 20 grand in tax. Let's look at how this plays out. Let's walk through some calculations, okay? As an S corporation, or as a sole proprietor, let's just look at the sole proprietorship first, okay? The sole proprietorship, let's say that you have $250,000 in revenue, okay? This is the income that comes in. But you have expenses. Let's call it 50,000 expenses, okay? That gives you a net of 200,000. Now, mind you, the net, because it is a sole proprietor or a single member LLC, it ends up on the Schedule C, 100% of the net has to pay self-employment tax on that money, okay? And there's some limitations, but the self-employment tax on this at the 15% would be approximately $28,000, okay? Then they pay income tax. Now, I'm assuming a rate of 20% here, but they pay income tax on the $200,000 on top of that, so that's $40,000. So effectively, this LLC or sole proprietor is going to pay $68,000 in taxes. Now, there may be some reductions in the self-employment tax because of limitations and everything, but I'm just trying to do some very, very fundamental math for you so you see the differences. Well, what happens if you were an S corporation? Well, two things have to happen when you're an S corporation. One, you have to pay yourself a salary, which is market rates of salary. And two, and that salary is going to be subject to Social Security tax. And then two, you're not subject to the self-employment tax. So this can go away. So let's just look at what it looks like when we say we're an S corporation. Same $250,000, another $50,000 in expenses just like before. But remember, we say we have to pay ourselves a salary. So in this case, they're going to pay a salary of $60,000. That $60,000, you're going to have to pay Social Security tax on. Social Security tax on the paycheck side, on the employee side, is basically 7.45%. But the company also has to pay 7.45% also, okay? So on your paycheck, you're going to pay $4,500. And then the company is going to pay $4,500. Okay. All told, you're going to pay about $9,600 in tax on the paycheck. Remember, and this is Social Security versus self-employment, the self-employment tax was $28,000. The Social Security tax is $9,600 because we did a salary instead of the full pass-through. But now you still have the income tax you got to pay, and the income tax is paid on the net. Now, the net is a little less because we take a deduction for the payroll taxes. So our income tax goes down from $40,000 to $39,000. But here's the thing. The tax savings between being a sole proprietor or LLC and an S corp is almost $20,000 when we do this. Now, people will say, well, that's great, but when do I do this? Here's the thing. We look at it now. I am not giving you recommendations here because I don't know your specific set of circumstances. But in general, the time to start looking at, whether you should be considering going into an S corporation is when your net income exceeds $50,000 or $60,000. It's the time to look at it. It doesn't mean you automatically do it. You do the analysis, you take a look at it, and you make the decision, because here's how that works, is that if all of a sudden you're making $200,000 and you can take a salary of 60, the difference, you're going to not pay self-employment tax and you're going to save money. Now, is there an expense to it? Sure there is. You're going to have to file the election forms, which is a form 2553. It needs to be filed within 75 days of the year end or the formation of the entity. If you don't do it then you have to ask for a special election, which will take a little more effort, which may mean it costs more. You'll have to adjust your payroll and do some things to make sure that you do it right. But you can get an S election in place. You could literally do it now for last year if you qualify, okay, and take the benefits of it. Like I said, I had a client that we went back and we did it, and it saved them over $20,000 in taxes by doing it correctly. The challenge is, too often we don't know, or accountants and CPAs and tax preparers aren't really looking at it from that perspective. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at this and say, wait a second, if my net income minus expenses, is more than $50,000 or $60,000, I want you to have a conversation with your accountant, with your tax preparer, with someone to see if it makes sense to start to consider going to an S corporation, because it can save you a fair amount of money. Let's just look at something. I'm going to walk through a calculation. I'm going to show you the worksheet that I use. I'm going to just jump to this. So this is the worksheet that I use. You'll see that it doesn't make sense when the income's down. I have the income at $250,000. If I take that income down to $100,000, okay, it doesn't really make sense. And I got to take the salary down to $40,000, because otherwise I end up in a loss. You'll see that the savings isn't a lot. It's $1,200, okay? So it doesn't make sense until your net income is well above the $50,000 level, but it does make sense. This is the analysis that I'm showing you here that your accountant or tax preparer needs to go through to see if it makes sense. But the bottom line is this. There's a reason and a time to use the S corporation to reduce your taxes and put more in your pocket. It's not at the outset. It is somewhere down the road when you're starting to make money and you can start to reduce the impact of self-employment tax and Social Security. So that's the answer. It's not hard and fast rule. It is circumstance by circumstance, and you need to do an analysis to make that happen. But this is the question that I get more often than not, when it comes to entities: should I be an S corp? Should I be an LLC? And the answer is, it depends. So I hope that this gives you some guidance. Go back through it. I gave through a lot of information at you. I did some calculations. If you're listening to this, go to the YouTube channel and watch it so you can see it. Slow it down. Go through it. Make sure you understand it, and then talk to your advisors. Talk to your tax preparer, because if you're like my client, it could save you over $20,000 depending on your situation. I hope that this helps. All right. Until we get a chance to see each other in another episode of the Affluent Entrepreneur Show, always, always strive to live a life that outlives you. Cheers. Thank you for listening to the Affluent Entrepreneur Show with me, your host, Mel Abraham. If you want to achieve financial liberation to create an affluent lifestyle, join me in the Affluent Entrepreneur Facebook group now by going to melabraham.com/group, and I'll see you there.